Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You got a big hour ahead. We're going hot seat. I got a story at the end of the show. I saved it for the end. I read it by Billy before. He couldn't believe it. It is the weirdest fan complaint I have ever received, and it can only happen, Al, during the coronavirus.
Really?
But I think it's a valid complaint, and I expect to work on it, but not yet. All right, let me say. I expect Rhea to work on it.
No.
You can do this from Rhea.
Yeah, I think Rhea could help with this.
I don't do enough for you.
All right, but let's start the hour with a guy who, Al, as usual, is on the watch. Last year he was watching for the manager, took 11 days. Now he's waiting to see what happens with the GM and the president. Ladies and gentlemen, from MLB.com, our baseball expert, the great Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
And let me say one more time, Al. Go out and get the book,
yes.
Doc.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. Thanks. It'll make you feel like all these baseball games. Al, tomorrow, 8 playoff games.
8.
Wouldn't you enjoy, after you're done with all those games, to read about baseball? Doc. All right, you know what, Todd? Before we get to all this stuff, I wanted to start light because I've been yelling and screaming all morning. My voice is going. I've been yelling so much. But I wanted you to hear, if you were following this weekend, Al, not only did the Phillies flop, again, they're Gabe Kapler. And the final pitch was a foot low. They called it strike three. He went crazy. The batter, Hargrove, he went crazy. I was watching it live, Al, because I was rooting really hard against Gabe. Mm-hmm. And then after the game, Gabe, Al, was very sad. Here's Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to give the players a little space to digest and absorb the loss today. Same for the coaching staff. So we'll see what the mood is. Certainly going to take an opportunity to touch every player and every staff member. But that remains to be seen. I can tell you that we fought really hard.
They fought really hard.
Hard.
Al, the final weekend, they didn't win. The Phillies didn't win. The final day, all any of three teams had to do was win. The Brewers, the Phillies, or the Giants, they all lost. Todd, is that embarrassing to the Phillies that they couldn't win one game this weekend?
Yeah, I think it should be embarrassing because – they were in the toughest spot of them all. I think after Friday's loss, they had like a 7% chance or a 10% chance to make the postseason. And then, you know, because you had to have the Brewers lose and the Giants lose, and all you had to do was win one game. And you go, what are the chances that all these teams lose and you don't win one game all weekend with Wheeler and Nola on the mound? And incredibly, it happened. It's still hard to believe.
All right. And Nola, Al is now harboring deep doubts about Nola in key moments, that he is not delivering in the clutch. Is it safe to say that they should have some concerns now about future games, that are big things are on the line and he can't perform?
You know what? I'm not there yet with Aaron because I think he is somebody that, you know, he's so even keel. I really don't think it's a matter of him being nervous or whatever on the mound in September, you know, like the games are so big that he can't handle it because he is so even keel. I just think in a way that this is just the way that it's broken. I know his September numbers are not good compared to his other numbers. His September last year, I think, was really bad. If you hate to say this, but if you look at all the other Septembers, it's not quite as bad as everybody leads to believe. But that said, they lost four. The team as a whole lost four out of his, I think, last five starts of the season. You got to be better than that. You've got to be better than that. But this team's problems run so much deeper than Aaron Nola's struggles this September. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, they do. A perfect segue for me because, Todd, it's real simple where we are right now. I've begun the process today of turning my attention away from Klentak and McPhail and toward the guy who will decide their fate, the owner of the team, John Middleton. Because John Middleton is on the record. This is his philosophy of what an owner needs to do. Listen.
But the most important reason professional sports teams exist is to win. And if you're not aiming to win, then you really don't belong owning a sports team, in my opinion. I'm intent on winning.
All right. He's got a president and a general manager who have been here 5 years and have not recorded a single winning season. How can you make that statement and retain them one more day? Just answer that for me, Todd.
Yeah, that's a great question. And as of yesterday afternoon, early evening, I think the decision had not been made. So I still think that it could go that direction, Angelo. But when you look at the evidence right now, and there's a lot of evidence, this has not worked over these last 5 years. I mean, I don't think there's any argument about that. You know, from you look at the big league roster, you look at the farm system. They should be a lot better in both areas, and they are not better in both areas. You look at the big league roster, Angelo, and say whether Matt comes back or not, and John says, GM, you are re-signing JT Realmuto. I'm going to give you a blank check. You're bringing him back. Okay, so say they bring back JT Realmuto. How much better are they going to be next year? Mm-hmm. They still need a shortstop. They still need one or two starters. They still need to totally reimagine the entire bullpen. They probably need a center fielder, and they probably need a solid number four outfielder, platoon-type outfielder, because Andrew McCutchen, I don't think he can play every day in left field. I mean, he sure didn't play every day in left field this year. So they have tons of holes, and that brings me to my second point, is this farm system is not very good right now. They're 23rd overall amongst all farm systems, and that includes Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard considered as prospects. Well, once they both fall off, I was told yesterday that they're probably a bottom five farm system. And in March 2016, their first year of this new regime, this farm system was ranked seventh by the same organization.
Oh, my God.
So the farm system has gotten a lot worse over the last 5 years, which is particularly kind of disturbing because they've brought in all these new player development people. They've drafted high over the past 5 years, and – Bohm's going to be an all-star. He is a stud. Nobody can argue that. Maybe Spencer Howard will be a top of the rotation guy. But after those guys, there's really not much left in there.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, Todd. You're saying all the evidence points to they should remove the GM and the president. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how.
What do you feel? You cover them. What do you think?
No, I think that there needs to be a change in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if that's going to be president and GM, but, the fact that John has not made a decision, the fact that they haven't come out and said, Matt is our guy, leads me to believe that, I just shouldn't say leads me to believe, that John is still thinking about making a change.
Thinking about? You just rolled out. We both rolled out amazing evidence why you have to make a change. What's he thinking about, Todd?
The only thing – well, here's what I think is going on. He's got two – and Angelo, I'm not saying this is the right thing to do. He's got two – Matt has 2 years left on his deal. They've lost a lot of money this year. You're going to have to – if you let him go, you're going to have to pay him for the next 2 years. You're going to have to get rid of a couple other assistant GMs for the next couple of years. Then you're going to have to hire all new people. The Phillies are going to be laying off a lot of people. They're offering buyouts to, average Joes in the front office. And I guess the argument could be made, 60-game season, tough to evaluate. We had some injuries, yada, yada. I don't know. That won't fly, but I think that's what he's trying to consider is, how much can I pin on this? How bad is it really? I think that's what he's trying to figure out right now is how bad is it really?
All right. I would think one of the people he might check with would be Bryce Harper. Because Harper has already made very clear how he feels about them signing JT Realmuto, Todd.
Yeah.
And he was asked point blank, Billy, I want you to hear this too. This is amazing. He was asked point blank, God bless whoever asked him, how he feels about Klentak coming back. Here's what Bryce Harper said.
But do you feel like Matt should be back next year, Klentak?
I mean, I'm not an owner, so I'm glad I don't have to make those decisions.
Not exactly a glowing endorsement. You with me on that, Todd?
I'm with you 100% there, Angela. That raised, you know, that raised the radar, you know, when Bryce Harper says something like that. Because, again, if you feel he is taking the organization in the right direction, it's very easy to come out and say, listen, this is not the GM's fault or the front office's fault. I mean, we have everything we need here. We have talent coming through the system. You know, Bryce made another comment in that press conference when asked about the bullpen, you know, improving the bullpen. He said you can't just go out and throw tens of millions of dollars to fix a bullpen. And you can't. You can't go out this season and get a closer and three setup men, because then you're not going to have money to fill all the other holes that you need to fill. You need young guys in your system to come up and pitch in this bullpen. And Bryce basically said you need to develop your own players. And not only do you need people that understand what it takes to develop your own players. I thought that was something that kind of flew under the radar a little bit in his little postseason.
How good is the Rays bullpen? Is it pretty good?
The Rays bullpen is unbelievable.
All right, that guy Curtis, who closed the game Friday night, where was he a year ago?
He was with the Phillies. He was in
AAA. They don't even know when they have on. They don't even know when they have a good reliever.
Right. You know, in fairness, every team has those huge whiffs where they just totally whiff on somebody. I remember years ago, the Phillies had Jason Grilli in AAA. Mm. They thought he stunk. They let him go. He ended up making the All-Star team the next year with the Pirates.
Yeah.
But the problem is when the losing continues like this, right, those sorts of things seem to keep adding up. Like, if the Phillies whiffed on John Curtis and they had a bunch of guys coming through the system, or they signed a couple non-roster invitees before spring training to come in, and two or three of those guys hit, then it's not that big of a deal. But when you miss on all of those guys, and when you don't have guys coming through the system and stepping up and doing a good job, then those types of mistakes become magnified.
Todd, seriously, this was exceptional. I really learned a lot from you. I know where you're feeling right now. I'm hoping they're feeling the same way. Todd, great job. What do you think? This week? Decision this week?
I think it has to come down this week. You can't drag this out like the Gabe Kapler thing, because this is obviously one step above. You know, you have to have a front office in place. You need to know if they're going to make changes at assistant GM, if they're going to make other changes. You need to get this locked down quick. And it's not just for the JT Realmuto thing, because John can negotiate the JT Realmuto thing with the help of somebody else. It's more of just how is the entire organization going to be reconstructed, et cetera, et cetera. So they need to make this decision sooner rather than later.
Todd Zalecki, ladies and gentlemen. Great job, Todd. We'll be monitoring you. We'll be talking again this week, I'm sure.
Thanks.
That's the most aggressive Todd's ever been.
Yeah, well, I mean, he sees it up
You've
close.
Heard Todd. Todd is a very objective, moderate guy, and he can't believe the guy's still here. He rolled out a number out. The minor league system, which is what feeds your future, has degraded, from 7th to 23rd.
Wow.
And this is before you take the two players that have made it up. They're going to be bottom five in 5 years with the analytics and Klentak and McPhail. You're going to bring these guys back?
No.
Billy, it's the easiest decision in all the time I've done this show. I have never seen a more lockdown decision that removed these two guys right now. You see it too, don't you?
No.
As a member of the GM club, don't you see it?
You do. You see the writing on the wall. I mean, and the thing about it, remember Harper last year on Gabe Kapler?
Right.
He was like, well, if there's a conversation need to be had, then it should be had. And I think he's sort of saying the thing about Klentak. He said, not my decision. I'm not the owner.
Right.
Because if he wanted to endorse him, he says, no, Matt's got us going in the right direction. I like Matt.
Right.
He didn't give that.
Al, I'm trying to plan my day. You missed yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
12:10.
Yeah.
Al, what time today?
12:10. 12:30.
12:30?
Yeah. I'm not available.
All right. I got to go for a flu shot today, and I'm trying to time my flu shot.
Why are you getting it on a Tuesday?
You should get it on Friday.
Friday, idiot.
Tuesday's a nice day for me because I have...
Because you feel bad the next day sometimes.
Yeah, you get a little under the weather.
And then you can't come in because
you'll have a fever.
Then you'll miss the Clintac firing.
You got to get it on Friday.
If you go to CVS and you say you want it in the rear end, will they give it to you?
I don't think so.
The store.
No. And it's going to happen Friday, 5 p.m.
Oh, that's the worst time. That's the worst time. No, can you answer that question for me?
What?
If you go and say, I do not want it in the arm, I want it in the butt, will they give it to you?
I don't know Chestnut Hill that well.
What the hell was that? 215. Remember? You don't remember. No. I had a flu shot once during our remote at the airport. And the woman came up, and she had the thing loaded. And she said, would you mind? And I said to her, would you mind giving it to me in my rear end? And she said, my pleasure. And I dropped trowel, and she gave me la boost right on the right cheek.
Did she have anything in her hands?
Did it hurt? You know what? A little bit, but it was okay. At least I had use of my arms. 215.
Oh, you can just sit on your ass anyway.
So you wouldn't be able to talk the next day.
215-592-9494. Jump on. I got great prizes. It's National Coffee Day. All you have to do is name something you cannot live without any day. You got to have it every day. That's what we're looking for. When we come back, who's on the hot seat? WIP Sports Time 917.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.